much training did the two brothers get in the Middle East, terror training, and was this attack directed either by Al-Qaeda or ISIS?
These individuals were inspired in some way. They didn't. They were probably not self-radicalized on the internet, which is another way that these attacks sometimes occur. There is pretty clear indication that one of them did, in fact, receive some training in Yemen, and that there's a linkage among them, whether it's schools or family relationships. As far as whether it was directed by Al-Qaeda, I don't think that linkage has been established.
What can you in the military do to prevent attacks like this here in the U.S.? Do we need to step up our efforts against AQAP or ISIS? And does this contradict President Obama's contention that we have Al-Qaeda on the run?
Fundamentally, our capabilities are designed to so that the country can play an away game against its adversaries. And so what we try to do across this this swath of radical extremism that stretches really from the Fatah, and I suppose we might say all the way over to Nigeria, we try to keep pressure on that network with the suite of capabilities that we have, whether it's intelligence, building partners, in some cases direct action.
Do we need to do more?
Well, I think so, absolutely. But that's not to imply we're not doing enough, if you understand the distinction there. We're doing a lot. I do think that this organization called ISIL, or Daesh in Arabic, they are inspiring groups that already exist to rebrand themselves. But in rebranding themselves, they rebrand themselves into a more radical ideology, and that's what makes it dangerous.